Paul?
Yeah, my name's Dan, I'm a recovering addict.
Hiya, Dan.
Yeah, hi everyone, thanks. It's always a privilege and an honour to come and share my experience in Narcotics Anonymous, and, you know, I want to thank God, you know, for making that possible, you know, that I can do that today and giving me this gift, you know, that I've been given, you know, and it's always a privilege. So thanks to the committee here for allowing me to come here and, you know, share my experience and keep what I have by giving it away. And, you know, that's what I've learned to do. And, you know, it's really funny, I turned up to the meeting tonight and I bumped into one guy outside straight away that I was in the treatment centre with, you know, near on 9 years ago, you know, and then I've come into the meeting, I've saw another guy that I was in Wormwood Scrubs with running up and down the landings, you know, and it's great. You know, the beautiful thing is, you know, some of us get this beautiful gift and this miracle and end up here, you know, in this beautiful fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and I'm grateful, you know, for that opportunity, you know, and generally, you know what, I don't really share too much, you know, about my using, you know, it was, you know, chaotic, you know, and it took me to a place, you know, I went through many different, you know, institutions and different, you know, ways of trying to stop, you know, and, you know, they didn't work, you know, hence the reason I'm sitting here, you know, so, you know, kind of, you know, the first time I took crack cocaine, you know, I thought that I'd found God, you know, I really did, you know, and then when I found heroin, you know, I thought, you know what, I like the way that stuff makes me feel, and I want to feel like that for the rest of my life, you know, and I went to great extremes and extraordinary lengths, you know, to try and make that possible, and, you know, failed very miserably, you know, and, you know, I'm really grateful, you know, that I don't have to do that today, you know, and, I mean, I detoxed on a guy's settee, you know, that had been in the fellowship, that had been clean, you know, for a number of years, you know, he was kind enough, you know, to allow me to detox on his settee, you know, and share his experience with me, you know, and, you know, I rocked up to his house. I mean, I say I rocked up, you know, it's like I'm turning up to some party or some rave or anything. You know, the only rave that was going on with me was the one in my head, you know, and this other rave, you know, where, you know, some of the DJs were called Irritable, Restless, you know, Discontent, you know, Hopeless, Helpless, Jobless, Friendless, you know, the list is endless, you know, and, yeah, it just goes on, you know, I just landed up in this place of humiliation and desperation and utter despair, really, you know, with myself, you know, and what happened is, you know, the drugs that I was putting into my body, you know, no longer filled that hole anymore, you know, they didn't work, you know, and the guy was kind enough, you know, to share his experience with me, you know, he didn't say to me, oh, you know, it's okay, keep coming back, you know, have a seat, he said to me, you know what, have you had enough, you know, or do you want to continue killing yourself, because you know what, there's money for a train ticket, you know, and I'd been in his house before, you know, and, you know, some people need to hear this stuff gently. You know, my illness doesn't take kindly to, you know, gentle stuff. You know, it needs clear-cut direction, you know, and that's what that guy gave me, you know. So I bounced around, you know, meetings, shivering and shaking, you know, and I come in and I picked up a white key ring, you know, and in that moment when he asked me that question, you know, I made a decision that, you know, my way didn't work and I just surrendered. You know, I'd had enough, you know, and I surrendered. You know, and I haven't used since, you know, and that was a few years ago now, you know, and kind of, you know, what I learned, you know, my definition of a drug problem was not having drugs, you know, that was the problem. I thought if I can get enough drugs, you know, I won't have a problem, you know, and I went to great extremes to try and do that as well, and it, you know, what I learned is, you know, when I stop using, that's when I'm left with the problem, you know, the problem is me. You know, and what I'm left with when I stop using is untreated addiction, resentment, fear, shame, guilt, self-obsession and chronic self-centeredness. You know, that's what I'm left with, you know, and it just leaves me so uncomfortable in my own skin that the only thing that I know to do is to use again, you know, and then I'm also left with the carnage that's within me from the harm that I've just left behind me, you know, and all those feelings, you know, and, you know, the way that I've learned, you know, to treat that, you know, I tried many different things, You know, like I said, I've been in numerous, you know, amount of detoxes, treatment centres, you know, prison. I've been cut open, had implants put inside me, all sorts of stuff. You know, I kind of tried everything, really. And, you know, the only thing that's worked for me is coming here, you know, and working the 12 steps. That's what I've found, you know, to be the solution, you know, to the problem that I suffer with, you know. And it's really nice that, you know what, I'm not suffering today. You know, I'm not suffering from this illness, you know. I kind of, you know, I'm fully aware that, you know, I have the illness, you know, but I'm fully also aware that I have the solution, you know, and I don't have to suffer today, you know. And I'm quite, you know, I'm quite comfortable here, actually, you know, in my own skin. You know, I've got nothing to be nervous about. I've come here, you know, to share this gift that I've been given, you know, and I've found that the only way that I can keep it, you know, is by sharing it, you know. And in doing that, you know, I enhance, you know, my own recovery, you know. And I mean, you know, going through the 12 steps, you know, it's been a process, you know, a beautiful process, you know. And it's been very healing, you know. And I don't, you know, I don't have all that noise going on in my head anymore, you know. And I don't have that, all that fear, you know, and self-obsession, you know, and shame and guilt. You know, I'm quite all right with who I am, you know, and what I do today, you know. And I'm really grateful, you know, for the guy that took, you know, he took time out of his life, you know, to give me his time and share his experience, you know, and guide me, you know, through the 12 steps, you know. And I kind of, you know, when I came up, after I stopped using that stuff that I talked about, you know, I was left with this feeling of hopelessness and uselessness, and it was like I was dragging myself across the floor, you know. And what I, you know, it's like I was dragging my spirit across the floor, you know, to try and get to these meetings, you know. And someone said to me, you know what, get yourself some Reeboks, you know, and get smart feet, you know. And that's what I did, you know. I put the same willingness, you know, that I put into my addiction, you know, into this recovery, you know. And I continue to do that, really. And, you know, what I've learned is, you know, this is for me, you know, this is for me to recover, you know. This is not a chore, you know, or for anything for anyone else, you know. It's great that the ripple effect, you know, of that is, you know, my family, you know. I watched my mum, you know, for many years, you know, crying, you know, suffering, you know, in despair and hopelessness and powerlessness. You know, my mum's a very beautiful, beautiful woman. You know, I've got an amazing mum. You know, I'm really grateful to God for that. You know, and my mum has a lot of the principles that are contained, you know. She possesses them, you know, that are contained in our 12 steps. You know, she has the principle of unconditional love, you know. And her love for me was not enough, you know, to stop me using, you know. And them tears, you know, and that despair that I watched her cry, you know, over them years, you know, it's really nice that the ripple effect of this program is that, you know, when I sat down, you know, and made a formal amends with her, you know, she cries tears of joy, you know, and happiness now, and healing, you know. And my family, they're not suffering from me anymore, you know. Just earlier this month, they celebrated 3 years of recovering, you know, from me, from my addiction. You know, we all went down, you know, and had some lunch, you know, to celebrate, you know, and acknowledge it, you know. And it's really nice, you know. They're not changing their locks anymore. You know, my mum, you know, when I make amends with people, you know, I invite them, you know, and ask them, you know, what it was like for them, you know, the harm that I caused them, what it was like for them, you know. And what my mum said was that, you know, she used to spend her nights awake, you know, in fear and despair, you know, wondering when she was going to get, you know, that phone call, you know, to say that I was dead, or whether, when her door was going to come in again, you know. Or had I been killed by drug dealers? You know, was there drug dealers coming, kicking her door off? Was it police again? You know, and that's what it was like for her. You know, and she isn't, you know, she's happy, you know, joyous and free, you know, as a result of this program. You know, and that's a really beautiful gift, you know. And, you know, I've had a lot more than that, you know. And what I've learned about it really is actually there's nothing to get here. You know, this program's actually, you know, about giving, you know. And I really like the person, you know, that I've become, you know, here. I really like the values and principles, you know, that I've developed, you know, through our 12 steps, you know. And I've had some good teachers, you know. The guy, I was detoxing in his house, you know, and he taught me about serving straight away. He taught me about making the tea in the morning. And I thought, what? I thought, you know, he should be making me tea. You know, but what I realised is he was teaching me. You know, he was teaching me about principles. You know, and I'm eternally grateful, you know, to that guy. You know, and that's what I've done. You know, I've come here. I've done what's suggested. You know, I've got a sponsor. You know, and I've gone through the 12 steps, 1 to 12, through the step working guide, you know, and it's a really beautiful process, you know, and I've, you know, arrived here, you know, with a gift of, like, desperation, you know, and what happened is, you know, I did an exchangement, you know, with the God that I've come to understand, you know, through the 12 steps, you know, I did an exchangement, you know, and I was given this gift called enthusiasm, you know, and the guy told me, you know, if you ever lose your enthusiasm for recovery, you have a spiritual problem, you know, you need to take some action quickly, you know, and I can't afford, you know, to come to be clean in recovery, you know, and be suffering, you know, that's not what it's about for me, you know, I haven't come here to suffer, you know, I've reaped the benefits, you know, of what's available here, you know, I've done what's suggested, you know, and what I've learned is, you know, that's how I recover, really, you know, and I've come and I've, you know, gone back to my area, you know, I used to sell drugs, you know, to fund my addiction, you know, and to make a living, you know, and I did that for a very long time, you know, and when I looked at my step 8 list, you know, I couldn't really, you know, and also what I've learned about amends, you know, it's not about, you know, me saying sorry, you know, it's actually about, you know, me putting back what I took, you know, and making right whatever it was that I'd broken, you know, and what I realised is that I couldn't go around, you know, making amends, there was no way, you know, and the solution that I come to, you know, and that I found with my sponsor was that I was going to, you know, I was no longer going to go around, you know, destroying souls, you know, destroying communities and destroying families. You know, what I was going to do is I was going to work this program, you know, and go, you know, try and save some souls and try and put some families right, you know. So what we did, you know, we went and set up a meeting, you know, in the local area that I live in, you know, and I can remember at one point, there was me, the literature person that was 2 weeks clean, the chair, I think Archie was there one day actually, I just saw him earlier, and there was a using addict in the room, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, is this thing really going to happen, you know, what are we really doing here actually, you know, and through perseverance, you know, and great consistency, you know, by the time I finished that commitment, you know, you could not get a seat in that room. You know, there was over 30 people, you know, and what I did is I went back round, you know, to all these people that I used to sell drugs to, you know, and use with and let them know that there was another way, you know, and I went round the area and I put up, you know, public information posters, you know, and I went to the local, you know, detox, to the local hospital, you know, and when, you know, carried this message really, you know, and as a result of that, you know, maybe a handful of them people out of the, you know, number of amounts that there was, you know, I've managed to get clean, you know, and that's the really beautiful miracle, you know, that happens here, you know, I get to, you know, rather than, you know, watching people dying around me, watching people suffering around me, I get to see people come awake, you know, and as a result of this program, I've had a spiritual awakening, you know, as a result of the steps, you know, and that's my truth, really, you know, and, Some other stuff, you know, has happened, beautiful stuff, you know, and, you know, I can be happy, joyous and free, you know, with or without a girlfriend, you know, with or without a job, you know, with or without money, you know, that's what I've learned. The guy that I detoxed on his settee, you know, he told me the truth, you know, I'm really grateful, I didn't like it at the time, but he told me the truth, you know, what he told me is this thing's an inside job, you know, and I'm making right, you know, that's been my experience, so... Yeah, you know, it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey, you know, and as long as I'm breathing, you know, and as long as I'm alive, you know, I hope to continue, you know, coming here to Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and that's me, thank you. Go on, Jack.